As time passes, athletes age along with the games they play, and so do fans. And for the supporters of one sport,
Superbucks!
And that sport in quotation marks, getting older often means losing interest. But as Only a Game's Martin Kessler reports, that's changing.
David Shoemaker has been writing about professional wrestling since 2010, at which point his stories weren't reaching a broad audience.
It was like a real oddity. It used to be people would like sidle up to me and in like hushed tones tell me that they watched wrestling when they were kids. And now it's like, honestly, I think I get a more positive reaction than like the esteemed NBA writer standing next to me.
Professional wrestling, you know, shirtless guys pretending to beat each other up, is re-entering the mainstream for the first time since the late 90s. Media outlets like Shoemaker's Grantland, Rolling Stone, and SB Nation now have writers and columns devoted to world wrestling entertainment. And the WWE, the biggest wrestling company, has seen its revenue grow every year since 2010. I'd never paid attention to wrestling, but starting a few months ago, I noticed more and more people talking on Twitter and Facebook about body slams and drop kicks, and that left me wondering, what happened?
Bring it.
To begin to answer that question, let's go back to 1998. Will Smith was making music. Sports fans were fascinated by a home run race.
Fraxel winds and fires. Big Mac, swing and a shot into the corner. It might make it. There it is. 62, folks. It just got over the left.
But for one group of fans, baseball took a back seat on Monday nights.
Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire were going against each other, just slapping balls out of parks. Guess what, though? On Monday nights, you ain't watching those games. You are watching wrestling.
24-year-old Jose Zapata was just 7 in 1998. Pro wrestling had been on TV for decades, but in the late 90s, it entered into a golden age. Two companies aired competing programs every Monday night that drew huge audiences. The spectacle was massively popular among kids, at least when their parents weren't meddling. For Zapata and his friend Parker Crane, wrestlers like Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock were superstars.
It's really hard to overstate how cool The Rock was if you were 8 years old in 1999. Like,
oh,
there was probably not a cooler. He said the dumbest stuff. Like, his catch lines are like, can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
And he called people jabronis all the time. Out of context, not cool at all, but he pulled it off.
Then sometime around the start of fifth grade, Zapata and Crane, and their peers at middle schools across the country, faced criticism of their passion as hard and unbreakable as, well, The Rock.
You know it's fake, don't you?
Again, wrestling writer David Shoemaker.
What makes wrestling difficult at a certain point in your life is the embarrassment of it.
The criticism was eventually too much to handle for Zapata and Crane.
I don't know, you're getting into like your manhood. You don't want to think about like fake things. That's when I hated it. I was like, oh, guys, come on. You can't watch this anymore.
There was like a social stigma. I was like, oh, glad I'm not watching that anymore.
Did they even miss it?
I really didn't think about it.
Yeah, I didn't think about it really either. I think it just kind of like fell out of my mind.
It's all about. That's why Daniel Bryan said earlier tonight he stands here unbroken. That these people are behind him. That he's stronger than ever. It's the never give up attitude of Daniel Bryan.
In very general terms, I'm much smaller. I don't use curse words.
Daniel Bryan, author of the new autobiography Yes, is one of the most popular wrestlers out there today. But at just 5'10" and with a shaggy beard, he looks more like a guy you'd run into at Whole Foods than one of those bulging wrestling stars from the late 90s. He's got fans of all ages, but one group stands out: young adults who used to root for the rough and tumble stars of the 90s.
I get a lot of people who tell me that I got them back into wrestling. And I'll ask them sometimes, I'll be like, well, how did that happen? And they said, they don't really know. They just connected with the story.
While there have always been some storylines, you know, the good guy versus the heel, recently they've become more elaborate. On camera, Bryan is portrayed as the ultimate underdog, a small but talented wrestler who's even left out of some big events while he tries to earn the respect of management. The story's been a hit.
WWE is theater with this heavy dose of actual athleticism.
That's Marissa Payne, a sports writer for The Washington Post, and a wrestling fan.
I really like live theater, And I look at this and you have these characters in both, and you have sort of the stage in both, and it happens live in front of you.
Pain represents a new wave of wrestling fan, young adults who have latched on to these recent plot lines. It seems to be paying dividends. In 2014, WWE's revenue reached $542 million. The drama is what pushed Zapata and Crane to reconnect with their old pastime. One night last year, they turned on a match, expecting it to be boring. But then they were caught off guard by a plot twist. A wrestler invoked an obscure rule to win. What impressed Crane and Zapata was that the twist had been foreshadowed earlier in the event, a writing technique far too subtle for the creators of the shows from the late 90s.
Those sorts of moments are possible where people are aware of the unreality and think they're like above it, but then they get socked by it as well.
And it sucks you right back in.
It helps that now they can connect with other adult fans who have also been sucked right back in. They all use social media to discuss the latest match or to point out an especially ludicrous moment. And that, Grantland's David Shoemaker thinks, is key.
To publicly state that you see it as the farce that it is, like, it's an affirmation for a lot of wrestling fans. The ancient antecedent for professional wrestling is not Greco-Roman wrestling. It's Greek theater, you know, with gigantic wooden masks so that you can see the frown from 50 rows back. That's what pro wrestling is.
And thanks in part to returning fans like Crane and Zapata, this modern form of Greek theater is currently a hit. Next year's main event, WrestleMania 32 at the home of the Dallas Cowboys, isn't until April. But there's already speculation it could be the first to draw more than 100,000 fans. For Only a Game, I'm Martin Kessler.